This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. All this month, we're doing something special on Marketplace Money. We're going back to the basics, how to invest, the rules behind debt and credit. Think the practical in personal finance. This weekend, how to save for a rainy day.
We are in money saving mode.
I have a savings account, so if I wanted to, I could probably save 5 or 6 times what I'm doing right now. I kind of want to enjoy my money right now, so I'm not at the point where I feel like I need to be saving like that.
I could probably save more, but I actually have it set up automatically to just take 10% every 2 weeks out of my checkings and in my savings account. And then the nice thing about that is you don't think about it.
The thing is, I got a checking in the savings, but all the money is in my savings. So I got to switch it to my checking, but it's going to take 3 business days. I don't think it's going to go through.
I save, but not as much as I want to.
Yeah, I mean, I try to do like 10 to 20% of my paycheck into my savings every time I get paid. I attempt to do that. I'm not the best at it, but I try.
Grandma said I could use this money to buy whatever I want.
Stan, now more than ever, you need to understand the importance of saving money.
Who will save your soul?
Here's the thing about savings. It's probably the most simple thing in personal finance. There's no algorithm, no complicated formula, no elaborate jargon. Just take a portion of what you earn and put it aside. But that's the finance part of it. The personal is really where we run into some trouble. You have to make the choice. Most folks will tell you they want to save more, but they can't figure out how. So we asked Suzanne Hsu to join us. She's an assistant professor at UCLA Anderson School of Management, and she studies how we make decisions around saving. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Adrienne.
So let's start with the basics. The savings rate in the U.S. is somewhere around 3% right now. I've seen estimates that a quarter of Americans have no emergency savings at all. Why are we not good savers?
There are lots of reasons, both in a logistic sense of how easy or hard it is to save. Do we have the right vehicles or accounts to be able to save in? But also a lot of behavioral reasons, which is the type of research I focus on for why we don't save. Why do we as human beings kind of mess up this important decision?
Right. It's really, why do we?
It's a lot like actually dieting and exercising and not smoking and all of these other things that we have a hard time with. And a lot of the same psychology is involved for saving. First of all, saving is something that you need to do for a future you. It's not something you're going to benefit from right this instant. As human beings, we tend to live very much in the moment. We're very tempted by the things that are in front of us. And it's very hard to think about doing something. It's almost an altruistic act to save for somebody that will be your future self.
I find myself confronted with this all the time. I think most of us do. How did you decide whether or not to buy that pair of shoes or say, no, I really don't need it. I should save it for later.
Right, exactly. It is tough. There's some amazing research going on by folks that I know, Hal Hirschfield at NYU, Dan Bartels at the University of Chicago. They look at these issues of what makes us connected or unconnected to future selves. And for example, Hal has done some great work of showing people pictures of their aged self. And even a few financial companies have picked this up and now have websites that you can go to and put in a picture of yourself and it'll age it and sort of make you feel a little bit more connected to that future individual. So that things like that can help. Thinking about what your future life might be like might help. But that turns out to be a very tough thing to do to get us to care enough about that future person. Even though if we know that saving is really important and we intend to, and when they survey workers who have access to 401ks but aren't using them, and they say, would you like to save more? They all say, oh, yes, I'd love to save more. I intend to save more. Next year, maybe I'll save more. And that gets into one of the other big behaviors that gets us in trouble is because we live for the moment, we are very focused on the things that sort of need to get done today.
Mm-hmm.
Saving is a big, complex decision to really feel like we're doing it right. You know, do I invest in stocks or bonds? And what should I be buying? Should I do a target date fund? There's all these very complex things that a lot of us don't understand. And so it's easy to say, well, I'll worry about it tomorrow.
I'll do it later.
Do it later, right? Just like I'll start my diet tomorrow. I'll do it later. At some point in the future, I'll have more time. I'll sit down. I'll do it right. I'll do it later. Even when people want to save, even when they have that motivation, it's very hard to sort of sit down and force yourself to do it.
What should we do? How do we get over sort of our inertia and our inability to imagine our future selves and actually do this?
So here's two things that I would recommend.
Okay.
One is take that first step. And it doesn't have to be a perfect first step. That saying that the perfect is the enemy of the good sometimes, right? Is exactly true here, that if you can just sign up for the 401k at work or find some savings account that you can start and set it up so that it automatically every month puts some money aside, even if it's not tons of money, even if you're not sure how it should be invested or what to do with it, just get started. Do something to get started. And along with that, to deal with the future self problem, give yourself a little bit of a reward for doing it. So
what are we talking about?
You know, like for me, a piece of chocolate cake would be awfully motivating, but we all have our own favorite things. You know, something small that's not going to be expensive, but you can use it as a way of saying, I did something good and I deserve a reward for that. And you know, and continue to reward yourself if you can continue saving. Find it as a way to.
So that's interesting. So it's actually reward your present self for what you're doing for your future self.
Exactly. I mean, another way that you could do that, which might be a little bit more complex, but maybe even more motivating, is for every $100 you put away into a long-term savings account, maybe put $10 away into a more short-run savings account, and at the end of 6 months, take yourself out to a nice dinner or something like that, right? Find a way to make savings have a short-run benefit as well as a long-run benefit.
And have there been other saving strategies that have worked for you in your personal life? You roll your eyes.
It's tough, I admit. I am someone who is a little bit of a natural saver, so making it so that you don't have to think about it is one of the big keys. And that's certainly what I do, is once a year I sit down and figure out how much of my salary I want saved, and I set it up so that it'll be automatic, and then I tend to try to not look back and not think about that, not doubt it. It's taken out of my paycheck, and I just don't think about it from that point.
Suzanne Hsu is an assistant professor at UCLA Anderson School of Management. Thanks so much.
Thank you.